Welcome to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Ein Ishba, Natainas Chere Shoyte V'Katan. If a person claims from someone else that he owes him money, and the claimer is a Cheresh, a deaf mute, a Shoyte, someone that is mentally incapacitated, or a Katan, a child, that's under Bar Mitzvah, the halacha is if they claim that one owes $100, and one admits to $50, a Moedah B'Miktsas, which normally one is obligated to make a Shavua to swear, when these three people claim, one does not have to swear. The Rambam teaches us, however, that if a katan claims, if a child claims, person does have to make a shvuah thesis, a rabbinic shvuah, so that every person shouldn't go over and take money from a katan or get money from a katan and just run away with it, because there's no way to really for the katan to get it back. So there's at least there's a shvuah midraban, rabbinic shvuah. Ve'imash b'ines katan. Similarly, if a katan owes someone money, and he partially admits, he doesn't have to swear. If someone comes to claim money from a katan and says, your father owed me $100, now you inherited his property, the halacha is he has to make a shvua to affirm to us that he's saying the truth. Similarly, if a person is makdish nechasav, he makes his property, he consecrates his property to hektish the beis hamikdash, and then his baal chayv, the fellow that he owed money to, comes to collect them. That means to say, if a person borrows money, and the owner puts collateral. Let's just say there's a shtar, there's a document. And now the owner goes and he's makdish, he consecrates that collateral. Then the original fellow he owes money to could come and take it from hektish. When that fellow comes to claim, the halacha is he has to make a shvua, he has to swear. Let's see Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Veil dvarm she'enish bar malim. These things, biblically, one does not swear about. Havadim, slaves, if there's a debate about an eved, if he's owed, if he's not owed, to someone else. Hashtarais, documents. Hakarkois, land, real estate, vehahekdeshes, and objects that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, ein bam tashlume kefil. If someone steals them, the halacha is that normally when you steal, you have to pay an additional penalty of the value, so you pay twice as much as the object is worth, but not by these. V'lei tashlume arba b'chamisha. Similarly, if a person steals an ox or a sheep of hektish, let's just say, and then he shechts it or he sells it, ordinarily, one has to pay an additional penalty of 5 times the value if it's a cow, or 4 times the value if it's a sheep. Here, the knas, the additional penalty, is non-existent. Similarly, shemer chinam ein anishba. If a person's a shemer chinam, he's watching something for somebody as a favor, he's doing it for free. And then the owner comes and says, where is it? And he says it was stolen or it was lost. The halacha is, he usually has to swear, shvuas hashemim, that he wasn't negligent. Not so with the aforementioned items. Noisei Sachar, similarly, if a person is a paid watchman, and he claims that it was Nignava Venevat, he claims that it was stolen or lost, ordinarily he has to pay. However, in these situations, he doesn't have to pay. Reb Shimon says, Kachim Shechayiv Bachriyusan, if let's say a fellow says, Harealai Karban, Harealai Shlamim, that I want to bring a Karban Shlamim, and he says, this animal here is for my Shlamim, and then he claims that it got lost or something happened to it, the halacha is he's still responsible to bring a new one, because he said, Harei Alai, it's incumbent upon me, not necessarily this one. The halacha is Nishbain Alei. The concept of Shvua does apply by this animal, because it's considered in his property. V'she'enu chai b'achriyusam, let's say a person separated an animal and said, Harei zu carbon, this animal shall be a carbon, and it gets lost. In that situation, he's not liable. So pertaining to this animal, the halacha is there would not be a Shvua. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.